For today's In Touch, I talked to Washington County farmer Jim Cuddyback about his preparations for the planting season and the progress he's made with his planting.
Do you do any cover crops or anything like that over the winter?
Yes, we planted about 400 acres of rye last fall.
When do you plant that, right after you harvest?
We planted all of that on ground that was corn stalks and was going to be planted beans this coming year and this spring now. And we tried to do that just as soon as we could get in after the combine and combine the corn.
When spring comes, do you have to kill it, or how do you get rid of it?
Yes, we're killing it with Roundup, and I probably sprayed about half of it. I probably sprayed a couple hundred acres and got a couple hundred acres left to spray yet.
So you haven't gotten to planting your beans yet?
No, we won't probably plant any beans till sometime in May.
Is this a later start than usual?
Not really. We had planted some corn already, and that's about our normal time to start planting corn, sometime between the 15th and the 20th of April.
We've seen some rain this spring. How are you doing on moisture?
Really, the rains that we get in June, July, and August are going to be the important rains. We are very dry right now in the subsoil. We've got adequate surface moisture, topsoil moisture, to get the corn and beans started probably, but we are going to need rains during the summer to have a good crop to harvest.
Coming into this year, are your inputs higher in terms of price?
Not a lot. Inputs went up last year a lot because the corn and soybean prices went up, and the people that supplied us with our herbicides and fertilizers and stuff seemed to know that we were getting more for our corn and beans, so our inputs went up a lot. Now, the price for the commodities have dropped some, and the input prices are pretty much holding what they were last year.
So they don't necessarily drop when the price of your corn and soybeans drops?
They don't drop as fast. If the farmers start cutting back on inputs, then the input prices will probably start coming down.
Now, looking at any given spring, what are your inputs?
Well, a lot of our inputs are actually purchased in the fall for the spring, but in the fall we'll put down some fertilizer, usually put down some potash and phosphate, possibly some nitrogen. Maybe the nitrogen will wait and go on some in the fall and some in the spring. We need to buy our herbicides, of course. We need to buy seed, and those would be the main inputs that we purchase early. We'll buy crop insurance sometime during the year. Hail insurance, possibly. You might buy some fungicides during the year to apply, but most of those last few things are purchased during the growing season.
Do you kind of split it up between corn and soybeans? Have an equal amount of acreage for both of those?
That's what my normal rotation is about half my acres in corn, and then the next year those same acres will be soybeans and vice versa.
And that's somewhat common. What benefits are there of switching between beans and corn?
Well, a year of soybeans will break the rotation of some of the insects and some of the other pests that we have in the corn. And then the soybean crop will also provide a little bit of nitrogen for the corn crop the following year. So it's just a good rotation for me to have about half and half of corn and soybeans.
You mentioned the fertilizer that you're putting down and some Roundup on those covered crops. Anything else you're doing to prepare for planting?
Well, we've put in some new tile lines the last few years, and the tile lines tend to leave a pretty uneven spot over the tile lines. So we have done a little bit of tillage trying to level off the tile lines and make it a little easier to farm across them. But other than that, it's pretty much just putting on herbicides and getting ready to plant, and then planting and applying more herbicides.
Jim, we always appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
That was my conversation with Washington County farmer Jim Cuddyback. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.